Slacker and Steve on demand.
So Thanksgiving's coming up. Yeah. It's time for us to talk about how not every foray into the kitchen turns out to be.
Oh, you're right.
What's the dude who comes in and fixes your crappy kitchen? The Hell's Kitchen dude who comes in, he's like, oh, Jesus, oh, I can't even remember his name, and now everybody's
that guy. Right. Yes.
You know what? People are texting it, and it's, I'm not going to read it. You know what?
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
I think it's Alton Brown. I know it's not him.
I don't think it's
not him.
Yeah,
it's not. Yeah. In fact, he's the guy who just passed, right?
Did he really? I didn't know.
No,
that.
Wait. Alton Brown's still alive, but it's the other guy.
Some other Fury?
Here's my thing. Guy Fieri? Is that where we're at?
Emil, that immoral
Emeril Lagasse. We can literally name every single person that's ever been on any food show ever. Except, Mario Batali, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
We want to talk about your cooking catastrophes.
There we go.
We could keep going with thing, but we want to talk about when you tried for culinary delights, or you just tried to, you know, microwave a Pop-Tart and something went
crazy,
full on south on you. Yeah. Things melted down. Things bad things happened. You know, I told you this recently. I'm not trying to be charitable. I'm not even trying to make you feel bad. But like, I make Thanksgiving dinner for some friends, for my parents, and I make enough so that you, because I know you love Thanksgiving leftovers the same way I love Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah.
I almost don't like eating Thanksgiving meal.
Because you look forward to the leftovers so much?
Cold stuffing is, to me,
gotta give you that.
So much better. And if you make the rolls right, I mean, hot turkey with gravy on it is good, like a little. But if you got your rolls right, the cold turkey inside a good dinner roll with just a little bit of mayo or Miracle Whip and some salt.
Wow.
And if you really want to go the next step, put some of the cold stuffing on there.
Yeah.
I crave that so much more than I crave the actual meal.
You're angry when you're eating the hot meal. Like, why is this hot?
Make it cold already. But anyway, so I make so much food that it doesn't always fit. And I told this story just recently, but just the short version is I make a huge thing of stuffing so I have enough for, I crave it so much that I eat three times as much the days after as I do that day. And I made a bunch. Long story longer, I store it in my outdoor fridge, my beer fridge.
Yeah.
And then I bring it in and cook it on Thanksgiving Day. I prepare it the day before. It got, somebody grabbed a beer out of my beer fridge.
That's right.
And smashed. It was one of the hugest Pyrex dishes.
Mother.
It was our kitchen catastrophe was, I had no stuffing to make as of 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
It was all over the floor of my garage.
Yeah, you had plenty for everybody.
I had enough to go take it to soup kitchens, take care of you. I had so... I just heard this like crash, and then I walked out there and it's like, he's like trying to scoop it back up. And I'm like, what are you going to do when you get it scooped up?
Son of a...
It was just...
Yeah, it was a catastrophe.
It was gone.
Yeah.
So we would love you to tell us when you tried something in the kitchen and it failed miserably.
It's always the fryer. Remember the fryers and now the...
Oh my God. So, by the way, it doesn't have to be Thanksgiving, but we could probably just do Thanksgiving cooking catastrophes.
Everyone in there cook that.
Because people don't get... You know what you do? Yeah, it doesn't even have to be in the oil. You take your turkey fryer thing and you put your turkey down in it and then fill it up with water. And then you see how high the water is. You take the turkey out. You see how high the water was and you put that much oil in.
Boom.
But instead, people go like, I don't know, about 3/4 full. And then as soon as you shove a 20-pound bird in there, the oil spills out over the side into the open flame.
Yeah, okay.
And what you have now is a bonfire of epic proportions.
Yeah.
And some people who don't want to be cold don't take their fryer far enough away from their house. So it's like, I just got it on my nice redwood deck that I haven't stained in a... Whoosh! Just...
Bastards.
Just complete and total annihilation of... Like, not only are you not having a good dinner, you have insurance. You're homeless. You literally have lost everything at that moment. I can't tell you how many turkeys I've... But this isn't... You remember two Thanksgivings ago, what happened to me? My cooking disaster, my cooking catastrophe?
That's right.
I get up, God, it's another Thanksgiving story. I get up, I'm ready. It's like 5 a.m. I'm ready to put the first bird in, get everything started, turn the oven on, get it started preheating, do everything else, like chopping stuff, turn around 20 minutes later. The oven is still sitting at room temperature.
Son of a...
It doesn't. My oven, which I made chicken wings or something else in the night before, stopped working.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving.
Yes, bastard.
Now, thankfully, it was recent enough that the corporate giants at certain stores decided to force their employees to work on Thanksgiving.
Oh, perfect score for you.
So I went, I wasn't able to buy a new oven, but I was able to buy some of the desktop, some of the countertop.
Yeah.
So I bought two little convection ovens, little Black & Decker things, and I was able to shove turkeys and stuffings and rolls into, like, I look like this homeless shelter with hot plates and whatever, but
you pulled it off. No one ever knew the trials and tribulations of that tea day.
So I guess what we want to do is, if you've lit a fire,
yeah.
If you've poisoned people accidentally, wow. It's going to be a lot of burning down things. Perhaps you turned a blender on and you shot stuff.
Oh, fun.
Into the air, because yeah. I've done that where I didn't realize what the little top thing is on the blender. There's a lid, but then there's a lid within a lid. Did you know
yes,
that?
Yes, no.
Yeah, I've left that off.
And that just shoots everything out of it.
It's kind of, I believe, probably how fireworks were invented.
Yeah, geyser-like. Is that what it's
doing? Very old, faithful. People are like, ooh.
Do that again,
except with some red this time. So if you've had a cooking catastrophe, we want to hear your story. Morgan?
Hi.
Cooking catastrophe.
I was trying to make suckers for my family for the holidays, and I spilt the burning sugar on my mom's foot.
No!
Oh! And that just sits right
and
on that.
And it's sticky.
Yeah.
And it just sits and burns a hole through the universe.
Yeah. And my dad peels like chunks of skin off trying to get the sugar off.
Oh my God.
What can you do?
Oh
my God.
Right? So she's like permanently disfigured.
And sucker shy for sure.
Yes, yeah,
I would
shy.
Be sucker shy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Sucker shy. Did the suckers turn out then? Or
no, we stopped making them after that.
Huh.
We used to make suckers when I was young too.
Get out.
It's really hard to do. Well, wait.
Uh-huh.
Is sucker easier? Because there's one, like you can cook it too long and then the sugar, it like sets up hard. But suckers, I think you're supposed to cook it too long. Like, all right, Steve, have you ever had a scotcheroo?
It's like a
Rice Krispie treat with like peanut butter mixed in and like butterscotch and chocolate melted on top. So you do the kind of the same thing as a sucker. You put the corn syrup and the sugar and you mix it until it all kind of boils up. But then you got to, if you go too long, it becomes a sucker. But you got to go long enough so it's still like Rice Krispie treat-ish.
Wow, that's very...
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. Yeah, it's easier just to go to somebody who knows how to make scotcheroos and throw money at them.
Ah, I'm good at that.
Yes. I have no idea why I took it off on that tangent because I don't really have a story around... Thank you for the call, Morgan. Sorry about your mom's foot. So what we need to hire is a full-time person who's just in here with like some sort of muzzle that goes, yeah, this tangent's not worth it. And then I just like, and then you go, okay, so back to cooking catastrophes. And then the show is, all right, Lindsay?
Yay.
Cooking catastrophe.
Okay, so I was about 8 or 9 and we were going to church for a potluck that night. And I went to make hot chocolate on the stove. And my mom had like a casserole dish, a sweet potato casserole. Long story short, 10 minutes later, I turned the wrong burner on, so the thing exploded into my face.
Oh, like the Pyrex wasn't supposed to be on directly on a burner.
No, it wasn't.
So sweet potato exploded in your face.
And glass.
Yeah, my mom came into the kitchen, and I was on my knees wishing I was dead because I knew she was going to kill me.
Dang. It wasn't from the burns from the Pyrex or anything. It was from not...
No.
I get that. Sometimes the pain subsides and you're like more about the mom.
Are you all disfigured now or how did that...
Oh, no, I'm fine. I closed my eyes. I had no injuries. I didn't even get burned. I was...
Bring me yams next.
I'm going to try exploding a variety of things today, Mother. Set up several cameras. This will be a YouTube channel later in life. That's good.
Dang, Lindsay.
Thank you for your catastrophe, Lindsay. Brandy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Cooking catastrophe. What happened?
So the first year I tried cooking Thanksgiving dinner, I almost gave a ruined salmonella poisoning.
Oh. Yeah, that's it's kind of a rookie trick, but I've tried it too.
Oh, give salmonella? Yeah.
Well, I just did it the other day on a smoker because it was like you're supposed to check the internal temperature, and I checked the breast, and it was where it needed to be, but the legs are not even ready. So I started to feed them all the stuff, and I pulled the leg off, and blood came out, and I was like,
oh.
Everyone put your forks down!
You started knocking.
I'm like, no! Stop! Was yours kind of like that?
No, what ended up happening is every time our timer went off, our oven would turn off, and it was a brand new oven.
Oh.
We had no ideas.
Oh. So you brought the bird to temperature and then let it cool down and brought it to temperature and that's actually how you get, that's bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, my dad got salmonella from that exact thing at the Elks Lodge.
Yeah. Elk's Lodge. So let's start. Never mind.
Yes. He was actually in charge of cooking it, so it was his own fault.
Huh.
Anyway.
Second year, I lit my oven on fire.
That's one way to make sure it's still hot.
Okay.
Oven roasted turkey is really, fire roasted is really good.
Yeah. Dang. No, that's different. You kind of combined the fried and the baked. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And then the third year that I tried cooking it, I ended up in the ER with burnt off fingertips.
Burnt off because you forgot you grabbed something with your bare hands?
Our roommate had actually put a lid on top of a burner and then turned the burner on.
Oh, but
and didn't tell me that the burner was on.
Oh,
so
yes,
when
so
I
you
went to go
it.
Pick up the lid, I tried to pull it off. Like, I stuck my hand and then I tried to pull it off with my other hand.
Oh, Brandy.
Yeah.
You don't have fingerprints anymore. That's pretty cool.
That comes in handy. We got a couple jobs we need you to do. We're going to need your address. We'll send a tiny little mini car over with Mark Wahlberg in it. Thank you.
There we go.
That was the Italian job I just...
I was just
explaining to everybody else who's not as nerdy as we are. Sasha?
Yay.
Cooking catastrophe.
I have two.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, my uncle cooked three different turkeys, and they were all undercooked, and we all ended up getting food poisoning.
Yeah! On the plus side, you're all skinny.
Right? Wish. Last year, my grandmother's oven door fell completely off of the oven while the turkey was in the oven.
Okay. Why does that?
Yeah. Wow. Shoddy workmanship.
Yes.
And what do you do then?
You just put up a sheet of aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah. Just like you do when your windshield goes out in Commerce City.
Yes,
right?
What I use is a couple bags from, who's got clear bags? Lowe's.
Lowe's, yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call, Sasha. Kim?
Yay.
Cooking catastrophe.
So I was making this Hispanic drink called Jamaica, which is the hibiscus flower, and it's bright, bright red.
Oh, yeah.
And I stuck it in the blender. Hit blend, and I didn't have the lid on it, and it went all over the backsplash of my brand new painted kitchen.
Oh,
what you got there is a Dexter kill room.
Yes.
And so we had the open house the next morning,
and
that meant that I couldn't do anything except paint it because the red pigment would not come off except to take the paint.
Red rum.
So you had to paint over your beautiful backsplash.
Yes, your blood splattered.
It was awful. And if the sun hit it, you could still see the red behind it. So
the murder.
At some point, the CSI people are going to come in and go, you tried to cover something up here, didn't you?
Slacker and Steve.